Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you, people of God. God bless you tonight. God bless each and every one of you on tonight. We're so grateful. We're so grateful that you have decided to come and join us on tonight. Amen, Jesus, on this precious day that the Lord has made. We're so grateful, and we are glad in it. We are glad for all that the Lord is doing. And truly we can say the Lord has done us well. Amen. Is that your testimony? Glory to God, no matter what it looks like. Amen. No matter what it, amen. No matter what it seemed like. Amen. What it appeared that it would be. Amen. But listen, people of God, he brought us here at this time. And so for this, we give him thanks and we give him praise on tonight. Amen. Truly, 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 the Lord is great and he's greatly to be praised. He's great, and he's greatly to be praised. He's almighty. He's all-powerful. He's all-knowing. Amen. Glory be to God. And we give him thanks on tonight because he's worthy of it. He's worthy of it. Amen. So we thank God. We bless him on tonight. For again, each and every one of you, I want to ask you to go ahead and take a moment, Amen, Jesus, and invite someone to come to the broadcast on tonight. Glory to God. Just invite them to come on out. Amen. Tell them to come on. Amen. To the broadcast. Tell them surely there's a blessing for them. Amen. There is a blessing for them on tonight. Glory to God. And we want them to come. Amen. And get this lesson. Amen. Glory be to God. So go ahead and invite someone to come. Amen, Jesus. Invite them to come, come, come. Come to the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. Glory be to God. So we bless the Lord on tonight. Amen. We thank him. We thank him for his goodness. We thank him for his grace. Amen. We just give him honor. We give him praise on tonight. People of God, can't nobody do us like Jesus. Can't nobody do us like him. Amen. Nobody, nobody, nobody. Amen. So we just thank him on today. We bless him. We bless him. We bless him on today. We want to thank God for all of our listeners. Glory to God. Whether you're listening, amen, from here in the continental U.S., amen, or whether you're listening, amen, in other countries, we just want to thank God for you. Thank you for taking out the time to come and be with us. Thank you for coming to join us here on the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. We bless God for you. We thank God for you. Amen, Jesus. We always like to mention just a few of the countries, amen, that we know are listening. And we want to thank God for you personally. Amen. Whether you're listening in the UK or Canada, Brazil, Russia, Sweden, Denmark, or India, Philippines, Malaysia, Australia, France, and Spain, and Saudi Arabia, Uganda. We just want to thank God for you. Amen. Nassau, Bahamas, Jamaica. We thank God for you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for taking the time to come and be with us. Thank you for taking the time to come and be with us on tonight. Amen. We bless God for you. Amen. Those that are listening in the continental U.S., glory to God. We thank God for you. We thank God for you. Amen. Thank you for your diligence. Thank you for continuing to come to be with us here on the Prayer News Network Global. Amen, Jesus. We are in outreach ministry, and we are reaching out. Amen. We're reaching out, winning the lost at any cost. Amen, Jesus, through the airwaves. And we thank God on tonight, amen, for, glory to God, for giving us this mode to get the word out. Amen. It's just a blessing, and we give God thanks, and we give God praise for it on tonight. Amen. We want to take full advantage of it to do everything we can, as much as we can, glory to God, as much as within us. Amen. So we thank the Lord on tonight. We bless him. Glory be to God for this opportunity. Amen. Thank him for entrusting us with his vision, his plan. We thank the Lord on tonight. It's not our plan, not anything that we thought of, not anything that we thought up, amen, not anything that we dreamed of, amen, but it was in the mind of God, and he rested it upon us, and we give God thanks for it. I thank God on tonight, amen, for my leaders. Glory to God, our celestial intercessor, the late apostle, Dr. S.C. James. Thanking God for him. Thanking God for Apostle Samuel Huggins James. And thanking God tonight for our presiding bishop. Amen. My presiding bishop, Bishop K.A. Tina, and my pastor, Apostle D.G. Taylor Sr. Thanking the Lord for him on tonight. Amen. We bless the Lord. We give him thanks. We give him praise for, again, for another day, another hour that we can truly come into his presence. Amen. Want to thank God tonight for all of our PNN advisors, each and every one of them. Glory to God, that hold their space in place, helping to keep this work moving forward from different ministries. But the Lord has pulled us together and unified us, amen, that his work can go forward, amen. And I tell you, people of God, a group of fine advisors. I couldn't have done it. There's no way I could have done it, amen. But the Lord cherry-picked whom he would for this work. And I tell you, it is beautiful. It's marvelous in our eyes. We thank God for our now celestial intercessor for this PNN line. Amen. PNN advisor, prophetess, evangelist, Paula Everett. Amen. She believed in this line. She believed in this work. Amen. Jesus, her whole heart, her whole soul was in it. Amen. And just her guidance and her insight and oversight for what the Lord wanted to do on this line, I'm telling you, it has been immeasurable. So we thank God for her, amen, because we know that we're praying for her. She has such a precious and tender heart towards the people of God, and we give God thanks and we give God praise, amen, for her prayers, her forever blessings toward this line, toward this work, towards you, people of God. Amen. Again, her heart was so tender towards the people of God. So we give God thanks and we give God praise, amen, for her on tonight and again for all of the intercessors. We thank God for all of the leaders that come to the line that are a blessing to the line, that are a blessing. Thank God for your prayers. Amen. All of our leaders all over the world, we thank God for you. Thank you for your support. Amen. Thank you for your kind words. Thank you for your words of guidance. Amen. And we just bless the Lord. We're just here endeavoring to carry out the will of God. Amen. Listen, we have a charge to keep and a God to glorify. Amen. We're here to glorify the Lord. And we thank God for you. Amen. For being with us. And people of God, we thank God for you from wherever you are. Amen. Every member in particular in the body of Christ, we thank God for you. We bless the Lord for you on tonight. Amen, Jesus. We bless the Lord for you, for your diligence, for your commitment. Amen. Continuing to come. We thank God for you for telling somebody, amen, for telling others about this Prayer News Network Global. We thank God for you. We bless the Lord for you. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you for helping us to get the word out. To get the word out, amen, to the people, amen, to let them know that we're yet here. We know, amen, there's a lot going on in the earth, amen, that there are yet a lot of churches that are closing down or beginning to close down, but we thank God that this line continues to travel throughout the earth, amen, Jesus, and we are here. We are here, amen, Jesus, to be a blessing to the people of God, amen. It's the people coming to bless the people on behalf of Christ, amen, on behalf of God, on behalf of, amen, the kingdom, amen, that you will hear a word, amen, Jesus, a word of direction, correction, glory to God, a word of restoration, glory to God, a word of correction, however the Lord sends it, amen, we thank God for it, and we thank God for, amen, so many fine leaders, men and women of God that have come to this line. Glory be to God. We bless the Lord. Amen. Having now been here at this line, glory be to God. Amen, Jesus. Now, day number 498, straight consecutive days that we have been here. This is day number 498. My Lord. Amen. It doesn't seem like it's been that long, but it has been that long. 498 days consecutive that we've been here, and I'm telling you, God has truly done us well. I don't know about you people of God, but as the song says, I can feel God stretching out in me. Glory be to God. You ought to be able to feel him. You ought to be able to feel him, but I'm telling you, people of God, I'm telling you, the Lord has been fortifying us. He's been giving us his word. Amen. He's been feeding us. Glory to God. Amen. From milk to meet. Amen. He has been feeding us and we've been eating. Glory to God. Listen, so many of us don't even realize all that is within us. Amen. But we've been coming. We've been hearing this word. And just as sure as we have been hearing this word, people of God, let me tell you something. This word has been working. God, that's how faith comes. Faith cometh by hearing. And we thank God we have been hearing his word, and whether we believe it or understand it or not, this word, amen, has been falling on good ground, amen, because you've been coming, amen, you've been hearing, Glory to God, and this word is working in your lives. Amen. Glory to God. So we behead glory to God. Hallelujah. I believe somebody out there got a testimony, amen, of what God has been doing in your lives. Amen. You can't measure it by what you see. Amen. Glory to God. It's the manifested power of God. Amen. It's the manifestation of his power. Glory be to God. Your faith has been increased by the word. Amen. And we bless God for him doing it. Amen. He's doing it by his spirit. He's doing it by his anointing. And we just give God thanks and we give God praise on tonight. Amen. Go ahead, people of God, and invite someone else to come on the line on tonight. Amen. Jesus, we're replaying on tonight. We're rebroadcasting on tonight. Amen. Young man that I'm telling you, listen, we just fall in love with everybody. All of these speakers that come to this line, amen, they come preaching, teaching the unadulterated word of God. They come teaching the word of God, amen, Jesus, straight out of his word, amen, not sugar-coated. Glory to God, we're not teaching, glory to God, denomination, we're not teaching, amen, doctrine, but the straight word of God, amen. So we bless the Lord for them, and we're going to be rebroadcasting on tonight, amen. Glory be to God. We're going to Frisco City. Amen. We're going to Frisco City. Amen. And we're excited. We're excited to be going to Frisco City. Amen. We can't wait. Amen. Until the man of God is actually back with us again. Amen. Glory be to God. So tonight, people of God, we want you to prepare your hearts and minds. We're not going to hold you long. Amen, Jesus. But we want you to go ahead and prepare your hearts and minds on tonight. Glory be to God. Amen. We're going to sanctify the line. Amen. You already know the spiel, people of God. We cannot go to God any kind of way. We cannot. Amen. They were not allowed to do it in the tabernacle. And people of God, we cannot take God for granted today. We know grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. Amen, Jesus. But the way, the pattern is already made. Amen. Now, the scripture declares in Psalm 66 and 18, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. Now, a lot of people feel like they can come to God any kind of way. Amen, Jesus. That's not what the word says. If I regard, if I hold iniquity in my heart, the scripture declares the Lord will not hear me. So we always take time, glory to God, to examine ourselves, to let the Lord examine us, to see first if our heart is right. Because if our heart is not right, if we got iniquity in our heart, if we got ills in our heart, people of God, amen, the scripture says the Lord will not hear me, but he has given us the way, amen, so that before we even come, repent and get it right. Clean the slate. Glory be to God, because you don't want your prayers to just go to the ceiling. You don't want your prayers to bounce back into your chest. Glory to God, a bounce back onto your forehead. So we always take the time, people of God, to sanctify ourselves. Amen. Ask forgiveness. Ask that the Lord forgive us and cleanse us and purge us. Glory be to God. Amen. And create in us a clean heart. Renew a right spirit within us. We want to be renewed day by day. Glory be to God. So we always take the time. We always take the time, amen, to get it right. Get it right before we go into his presence. Anytime, people of God, glory to God, we should get it right. Amen. Get it right. Get it together. Amen. Before we go into the presence of the Lord. Amen. Because we want our prayers. We need our prayers to be heard. We need the Lord to hear us. Amen. So tonight, people of God, we would that you go ahead and bring your hearts and minds in. Glory to God. Bring them on in. Amen, Jesus. We're going to have a short word of prayer on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. And we would, again, that you bring your hearts and minds in. Amen. Glory to God. As we've already said, we're not going to hold you long on tonight. Glory be to God. But God does all things well. Amen. Glory be to God. We're so excited for what he's doing. He's doing a great work, and it's marvelous in our eyes. Amen. Bring your heart and your mind in, people of God.
The recording has started.
Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The song says, we worship Christ, our Lord.
We worship Christ, our Lord. We
God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Somebody just worship him on tonight. Somebody just worship him on tonight. Glory be to God. Somebody just, glory to God, whisper unto him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Whisper, glory to God, love unto him on tonight. Just love on him on tonight. Glory to God. Just love on him as only you can. Glory to God. Hallelujah. From the fruit of your lips. Amen. Utter thanksgiving unto him. Glory to God. Tell him how much you appreciate him. Glory to God. Tell him how much you thank him on tonight. Glory to God. Let it come from you. Glory be to God. Hey, glory to God. Hallelujah. In the precious name of Jesus. Glory to God. Father, we bless you. We thank you on tonight. Glory to God. For there is none like you. There's none like you. There's none like you. Glory be to God. Father, but we've searched all over, hallelujah, and we find that there's none like you. We thank you tonight. Father, we bless you tonight. Father, we honor you, glory to God, with all that is within us. We come blessing your name. We come honoring your name on tonight, glory to God, for just being God all by yourself. And Father, we thank you tonight. We bless, haya, gloria mosaba. We bless you on tonight. We bless you for your goodness. We bless you for your grace. We bless you on tonight for your promises unto us, your people, for your promises are yea and amen. And we thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. Glory to God. We thank you tonight. Hallelujah. With all that is within us, we thank you on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we bless you tonight. We bless your name. We bless your name on tonight. We bless your name on this night. We bless your name right now. Glory to God in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you on tonight, oh God, in your precious name, Jesus. And Father, we're asking that you will look upon us now. Look upon each and every one of us and in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you, oh God, to look upon us, not in your wrath, but in your tender mercies, in your loving kindness. Look upon us tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you on this night, oh, glory to God. We're asking you to forgive us of our sin. Any way, oh, God, that we sin, any transgressions, glory to God, any iniquity, we're asking that you would pardon us on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. We're asking that you would create in us a clean heart, renew a right spirit within us. Renew your righteous spirit within us, oh God, in the precious name of Jesus. Renew the spirit of truth within us, oh God, in the precious name of Jesus. Glory be to God. And we're asking you tonight to have your way. Have your way in the midst of us. Have your way, glory be to God, in the precious name of Jesus. For we come on tonight, oh, glory to God,
not in form or in formality, but we come humble before your throne of grace on tonight. But we come to you, glory to God, because we need you. Father, we need you more. We need you more in the precious name of Jesus. We're asking that you will look upon us tonight. Look upon each and every one of us this night. Look upon the lines, oh God. Look upon the airways, those that are listening on tonight. Look upon us tonight. In the precious name of Jesus. And Father, we're asking you on tonight to have your way. Have your way in the midst of us. Have your way, Father. Have your way, glory be to God. Have your way in our lives. For you, glory to God. Father, you know what we have need of. We're asking you to look upon the altars of the heart. We're asking you to move by your spirit. Move by your anointing, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you would saturate us now. In your precious name, glory to God. We're asking that you would send forth your anointing. Send your anointing to rest upon us. Send your anointing to break yokes on tonight. Send your anointing, oh God, to heal. Oh, glory to God. Heal the bodies. Heal the minds. Heal the souls. Heal the spirit of your people. In the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you on tonight to look upon every broken place. Oh, God, for you're the healing balm of Gilead. You're able to heal. You're able to restore. In the precious name of Jesus. And we're asking you to do it tonight, Father. Do it tonight, Gloria, most hallelujah. Do it tonight. Do it in great measure. In the precious name of Jesus. Lord, look upon the land. Look upon the Lord. Oh, glory to God. Heal our land, we pray. In the precious name of Jesus. Forgive sin. Oh, God, but we're coming on today. We're looking unto you. You're our heal. You're our help, oh God. And we're asking you to look upon us this day. Look upon us in this hour. In the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you to do it today. Oh, God, move. Move upon the altars of the heart in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you to regulate hearts now. Regulate hearts, oh, glory to God. Transform minds in the precious name of Jesus. Father, do it as only you can in the precious name of Jesus. And Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God all over the land. Thank you for moving from country to country, from continent to continent. We're thanking you, glory. Glory be to God. Make your presence known. Make your presence known. Glory be to God. Cause us, oh God, to walk in your will, to walk in your way. Oh God, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, let us not step to the right nor step to the left, but cause us to walk in the center of your will. Cause us to fulfill your will for our lives in the precious name of Jesus. Glory be to God. We give you glory. We give you praise. Father, we're praying for leaders on tonight. We're lifting up leaders before you tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Oh, God, we're asking that you would strengthen them. Strengthen them in this hour. Let them not, oh, God, be weary in well-doing. Oh, God, but stir them up even the more. Stir them up even the more in the precious name of Jesus. Stir them, Yashabo, in the precious name of Jesus. Glory be to God all over the land. Look upon your leaders. Look upon your leaders in the precious, hiya, in the precious name of Jesus. Glory to God. Cause them to know, oh God, hallelujah, that you're yet in control. And we give you thanks and we give you praise on tonight. Father, we pray for the bereaved on tonight. We pray for the bereaved, those that have lost loved ones. Father, we're lifting them up before you now. We're lifting them up before you now. Father, we're asking that you will look upon your people. Oh, God, the hurting heart, the heavy heart, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you will breathe upon your people. Breathe strength upon your people. Strengthen them in this hour, in the precious name of Jesus. Strengthen them, oh God, as only you can. Cause them, oh God, to feel your peace. Cause them, oh God, to feel your comfort. Oh God, those that mourn, oh glory to God, comfort them. And Father, we thank you tonight. Thank you for the spirit, your spirit of comfort, to comfort your people. Glory to God, to bring them up and to bring them out and to cause them to know that you're yet in control. Father, we thank you on tonight. We glorify you in your precious name. We glorify you, oh God. Oh, God, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We bless you now. Father, we're thanking you for your great arm of salvation. Thank you for extending your arm of salvation throughout the whole earth in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're praying that you save the unsaved. Save the seemingly unsavable. Father, for your grace is able to extend, oh God, to the lowest situation, to the lowest circumstance. Father, save, hallelujah. Save your people. Save tonight. Save your people, oh God. Cause your people to have a change of heart on tonight. Cause them to see, glory to God, hallelujah, that they're in a need of a Savior and that you are the Savior. Glory to God, and that you yet save, you yet love, you yet deliver in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we give you thanks, praise, we give you honor, we give you glory for these things, oh God. We bless your name tonight. We thank you for what you've done. We thank you for what you're about to do. We thank you for your manifested power. Glory to God. Thank you for showing yourself strong. Thank you for showing yourself mighty. Glory to God. In the midst of your people, in the midst of a pandemic, Father, but we thank you. Glory to God, for you are all powerful. Glory to God. And the powers that be, they come from you. And Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you tonight for your divine will being done, even in the midst of a pandemic. Father, we bless you tonight. We trust your plan. We trust your plan. Glory be to God for this. We give you thanks for this. We give you praise. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor in thy precious name, Jesus. Glory to God. Every heart on tonight, say amen, 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 Holy Ghost. Amen, amen, Holy Ghost. Amen. We bless the Lord on tonight. People of God, we bless the Lord on tonight. Amen. As we said, amen. We're not going to hold you long on tonight. Amen. But we just give God thanks. We give God praise. Amen. We thank him again. Glory be to God for the abilities that he's given us. Amen. To keep this broadcast running forward. Amen. Jesus, we bless the Lord for it. We bless the Lord for the people. Amen. That he has, amen, brought to this line. Glory be to God. We bless the Lord for it. Amen. We bless the Lord for the means, amen, that he has given us. Amen. Glory be to God. We don't count it lightly. Amen. We don't count it lightly. Amen, Jesus. So tonight, glory be to God. We bless them again. Amen, Jesus. We said, amen, this was, I think we said 498, but it's actually 499. This is night number 499, amen. We almost to make 500. My Lord, amen. It's the Lord's doing. And tonight, people of God, amen, we're going back, amen, to one of our previous broadcasts, amen, on tonight. Glory be to God. A young man that the Lord has brought to this line. Glory be to God. And again, as I stated, we're so looking forward, amen, to having him come back, amen, Jesus, at any given time, amen, any given moment, amen. Glory to God. We just fell in love with him, amen, Jesus. He's a young man who loves the Lord. Glory be to God. He loves the Lord. He loves the people of God, amen, Jesus. People of God, he's coming to us out of Frisco City, amen, Frisco City, Alabama. Amen, Jesus, we thank God for this man of God. Amen, Jesus, Minister Russell Clausell. Amen. And we thank God on tonight, people of God, because if you will notice, even on last night, amen, Jesus, we ended with Jeremiah 29:11. Amen, Jesus, and I'm always cognizant, amen, to go the direction that the Lord has set for the line. He directs, even though these are rebroadcasts, amen. We trust God, amen, of where he's directing us for what he's doing. I will say that even on last night, amen, even as the prayer warriors went forth, amen, under the direction of the Holy Ghost, it was just so amazing because so much of what they were saying, amen, had already crossed their path, amen, in spirit, amen. And it was unity. There was unity of spirit. And that's what we always want to look for, the unity of spirit, to be one with God. Amen. And it was such a blessing hearing them say, oh, I was going to sing that song, or that was the scripture that the Lord placed on my heart. Amen, Jesus. Just the different, amen, ways that the Lord had unified the three of them. amen, for even them to know that it was the Lord's divine direction, amen. And so tonight, people of God, it's no small wonder, amen, Jesus, that the Lord has led us to this broadcast on tonight, amen. Like I said, we just are very particular about what the Lord says, amen, Jesus. And so even in this broadcast, amen, picking up, amen, literally from last night, amen. So tonight, people of God, we want you to receive, amen, Minister Russell Clausell, amen. Get your pen, get your paper, people of God. Get your pen, get your paper on tonight, amen, Jesus, and let us hear what thus says the Lord. Glory be to God.
It reads, "For I know the plan I have for you, says the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." Dear Lord, we thank you right now, God. We praise you for your word, God, for we know that your word is already upon us. So, God, I ask that you anoint my lips with clay tonight. Lord, help me to speak what you've given me and nothing less and nothing more, God, to my mind right now, Lord. Remove anything in me that would stop the flow of your spirit tonight. God, and I ask that you anoint your people to hear and accept your word just the way that you gave it to them. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. And the people of God will say amen. When God makes plans, amen. As we just closed the door on 2020, we placed our feet upon the doorsteps of 2021. Most of us have already openly expressed our expectations for the year, or our New Year resolutions, as some like to call them, or our commitments to the new year. And year after year, as one comes to an end and another begins, we analyze our lives and think of things that may have gone wrong or that we could have done a little bit different in the previous year. Maybe we found an extra few pounds in 2020. We plan to eat a little bit better or work out a little bit more in 2021, amen. But maybe relationships failed and caused the bitterness in us. We plan to focus only on ourselves in 2021 and avoid any new friendships or relationships. Or maybe the success of our friends or family ignite a fire on the inside of us and begin to push us towards furthering our education or seeking a better job or career or possibly even starting a new business. And possibly the death of a friend or loved one could cause us to begin to take spiritual inventory of our lives, begin to push us to plan things a little bit differently in order to reduce the effects of the overwhelming feelings of regret and the what ifs that has kept many of us up late at night. There are thousands upon thousands of scenarios and situations that causes us to plan to do things differently. But I'm sure we can all agree that we've made those type of plans, and from time to time, we tend to slip out of our new practices or fade away from our New Year resolutions, and our plans eventually start to change. It's not that we didn't have every good intention on doing exactly what we declared. It's not that we didn't give it our best effort. It's not even the fact that we're failures or less than conquerors. But one of the reasons that our plans change is because situations. Maybe that friend that made a promise to work out this year, the new year, may have started out strong and faithful in the morning workout. Then they begin to lose interest. And after that, you didn't do your very best to stay motivated. But slowly, your motivation leaves as you stand in the gym watching other people that are light years ahead of you, lifting weights that you could only dream of and running distances and speeds that you've only done on a video game, amen? And before you know it, you miss one day of workout. Then we miss a week of workout. Before you know it, your workout time is now spent at Ben and Jerry's or ringing the Bluebell ice cream bucket. You had a plan, but situations change your motivation. Or possibly that plan to further your education starts going smooth into that first math test. You start asking questions like, why are they allow it to focus, slips right back into your last year's mentality. Yeah, we all are guilty of at some point losing focus of idling. I believe another reason for this is because we are emotional beings, and we make plans based off of how we feel right now. And when our feelings begin to change soon thereafter, our plans begin to change with them. Somebody say amen. And my plan to save money when I'm looking at a big bill and a small checking account balance is easily maneuvered and changed on a good payday. Our plan to eat better seems to go a lot smoother at a home than they do at a grocery store surrounded by options like salad or pork chops or vegetables and Connecticut sausage or fruits or ice cream. Amen. Also, those plans we have while we're happy don't seem to fit the moments when we're mad. Like when we plan to take the kids to the park in the morning, as opposed to about midday after you heard all the griping and complaining and the fighting and the bickering. Soon or later, your pretty playtime plan quickly turned into, we ain't doing nothing, amen. We are all human, and our plans change with our emotions. And another reason our plans change is because we couldn't plan and calculate using all of the variables of life. Yeah, we can plan a birthday party and kids don't show up, or we can plan pretty picnics and the rain starts to pour. We can even plan a date night and kids get sick or work shifts run over. It doesn't matter how well we plan or how organized we are. There are always variables that we can't plan around. You know, if you take the best wedding planner in the world, you won 4 years to plan that perfect wedding because of the fact that he or she is human. You can't expect one or more multiple flaws in their planning. Maybe the wedding party is late or the flowers aren't delivered on time. The preacher doesn't show up. The cake isn't right. The flower girl refuses to throw flowers. The ring bearer decides he'd rather pick his nose than display the pillow. Or even worse, maybe the bride or the groom within a year's time begin to have a change of heart. But whatever the case may be, there is a 100% chance that everything will not go exactly as planned, because the only time that we're sure of is the past. And there are too many variables and things that can take a twist in the future. But in Isaiah 46:10, it says that God declares the end from the beginning, amen. And from ancient times, he declares the things that are not yet done. In other words, God speaks the things of the future from the beginning of the earth. And in Revelation 1:8, he says that I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. He which is, which was, and which is to come, the Almighty. I don't know about you, but I can bank on a God like that. He says that I'm the one that Adam hid, the one the religion crucified in the New Testament. And he's the same one that the church is waiting for to return in Revelation, amen. So if God was there from the beginning, and he's there in the present time, and he's already seen the end, then there is no flaw in God's plan. There is no surprise in his itinerary. Every detail of the day has been ordained by him. There is no evil that can surprise him. There is no sickness that can mess up his schedule. And even death will pencil in into his daily planner, amen? For it is impossible to surprise the all-knowing mind of God. It is impossible to throw off an omnipresent God, for if he is present now, just as he was present in ancient days, then he's already present in the future, because God Almighty is not subject to time for in him for the earthly purposes and not for his heavenly limitations. Amen. So when God makes plans, you can bank on them. And when he said, I know the plans that I have for you, there's not a sickness, there's not a failed relationship, there's not a financial setback, there's not a medical diagnosis, there's not a form of witchcraft, there's not a devil in hell that can stop the plans that God has for your life. I wish somebody see, man, where you are tonight. that when God makes plans, come hell or high water, it's going to come to pass, because he said in Isaiah 43, when thou passest through the water, I'll be with thee. And through the rivers, it shall not overflow thee. And when thou walkest through the fire, come on, somebody, they shall not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. There was going to come times when you came through the fire. He knew there would be times when you went through the flood. So he didn't say if you go through, but when you go through. He said literally hell or high water. When God makes plans, pack your bags, because it shall come to pass. So the Bible gives us many examples of plans of God that seemed as if they had been interrupted. But nevertheless, they turned out just the way that God sent them in to his plan. Acts chapter 16, and verse 16 through 36, the Apostle Paul going down in the hour of prayer. So you have these two men of God that are doing the will of God and doing the work of God. And it says that they were walking. There was a woman that was possessed with the spirit of divination. You know, she was a soothsayer. She could tell the future. She could read palms, all of these things of witchcraft, amen. And it says that she was just behind them, and all these men are the men of the Most High God, and blah, 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 and blah, 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 blah. So everything that she was saying was true, but it was the spirit in which she was saying it. That's why we have to be careful who we allow to speak into our lives, amen? So it says Paul was grieved. He was upset because he's trying to focus. He's trying to do what he's for God. He's walking, and this woman's just following him, saying all this stuff. And finally, he rebukes his spirit out of her. And when he rebuked his spirit and it came out of her, it said that the people that made money off of her gift, quote, unquote, they were upset with Paul and Silas. They took him down and they beat him, and then they threw him in a prison inside of a prison. You see, the enemy knew who they were. He knew he couldn't just throw them just in one prison, but he threw them in a prison inside of a prison. And it says that when Paul and Silas was in this prison, their hands were tied up, their feet were tied up. It was a dark. These two men of God, it seemed like their plans had been interrupted. It seemed like everything was for naught. You know, people around them probably would have said, what in the world? That's what they get for serving God. They're trying to go and do the will of God, and this is how it ends up. That's how the world seems like sometimes when people of God are doing things, and everything's not going exactly the way they planned. The world will look on you and say, that's what you get for trying to serve that God. But in the enemy's plan, these two men of God had ended up in a prison, and everything was shaken. But in God's plan, they were exactly where he wanted. You see, Paul and Silas were headed to pray. But in God's plan, he knew that there were other people that needed to be loose. Because the Bible says that there was a jailer that was assigned to these men. And it was this jailer's job to make sure that they didn't get loose. In fact, times that for some reason a prisoner escaped, then this jailer would be killed. So at this time, Paul and Silas are inside of this jail. And it says that they were tied up, handed, but they were bound. And in my own mind, I would see Paul looking over at Silas, and he began to say, Silas, it's 11:59. And the word of God says that weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. So I believe that Paul looked over at Brother Silas and said, Silas, by my watch, by this Rolex that I got, it's 11:59. Time to get free. And I believe Brother Silas looked over at Paul and he said, that's a good idea, Paul, but we got one problem, brother. My hands are tied up. My feet are tied up. What about you, Brother Paul? And Paul said, well, you know what, Silas? Now that I look at it, my hands are tied to, and my feet are bound up also. So Silas said, so do you have a key, Paul? And Brother Paul said, yeah, I got one. It's an A flat. And Paul began to sing praises unto God. And it says that once they started to sing praises, that not only was they loose, but an earthquake came. And it shook the very foundation silent spring, but it says that the prison door swung open and everyone's bands were loose. You see, in the enemy's plan, Paul and Silas were prisoners, but in God's plan, they were starting a prison praise team. And in the enemy's plan, they were in a prison cell, but in God's plan, they were worshipers, and they were creating a palace for the king to come in. In the enemy's plan, they were brought in bound by God. But in God's plan, they were sent in to set the guard and all the other men free. In the enemy's plan, they showed up for the first night of incarceration. But in God's plan, they showed up for the first night of a prison revival. Somebody say amen. You see, when God makes plans, it doesn't matter what it looks like. Keep doing the will of God. So then in Luke chapter 19, it says that, and Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. Verse 2 says, and behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus and who he was. And he could not for the press. There was too many people around. He couldn't get to Jesus. Because the Bible says he was little of stature. He was a short man like me. And he ran before and climbed into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to that place, he looked up and saw him and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste, hurry up, Zacchaeus, and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all murmured that he was going to be a guest with a man that is a sinner. Sound like the church folk. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, behold, Lord, I have of my goods I give to the poor, and if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore to him fourfold. Said unto him, this day is salvation come into this house, for so much as he also is a son of Abraham. So here we have a man that is in the right place, but because of uncontrollable circumstances, he could not see Jesus. He needed a little boost because he was a short man. So he climbed a tree. My question today is, what would have happened had no one taken the time to plant that tree? Maybe the tree was in an awkward place. Maybe the time it took to water the tree and caring for the tree caused someone to miss out on some fun or even some sleep. Maybe the location of the tree caused many to have to go out of their way to get around. Someone aggravated because they constantly had to pick up sticks and rake leaves from this insignificant, awkwardly placed, high-maintenance tree. But that insignificant, awkwardly placed, high-maintenance tree, if only for that one moment, it meant the difference between hell and salvation for Zacchaeus and his family. That tree was all part of God's plan even before it was a seed in the ground. Somebody say amen. So they may have seemed like they're not getting it. Come on now. Your family may seem like they'll never change, but pray for them anyway. It may cause you to lose a little bit of sleep, and fasting for them may cause you to miss a few meals. And going the extra mile to live holy and godly life cause you to go out of your way like a tree. But keep praying. Keep fasting. Keep seeing the light in front of them. Keep planting those trees, because your trees, your prayers, your fasting may be the only way that they get to Jesus. And that moment you see them in the altars, that moment you hear them finally speaking in that heavenly language, you will understand and realize that that tree was necessary. The work was necessary. The prayers were necessary. The fasting was necessary. Because it was all a part of God's plan. Sometimes we don't realize that John chapter 11, verse 1 says, now a certain man was sick named Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha. So that man Mary, which anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Therefore his sister sent unto him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. When Jesus heard that, he said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. When he had heard, therefore, that he was sick, he abode 2 days healed in the same place where he was. Then after that said he to his disciples, let us go into Judea again. His disciples said to him, Master, the Jews of late sought to stone thee, and you want to go there again? And Jesus answered, are there not 12 hours in a day? If any man walk in the day, he stumbleth not, but because if any man walk in the night, he stumbleth, because there is no light in him. These things said Jesus. And after that he said unto them, our friend Lazarus sleepeth, but I know that I may awake him out of his sleep. Then said his disciples, Lord, if he sleep, he shall do well. Howbeit Jesus spake of his death, for they thought that he spake of taking a rest in sleep. Then said Jesus, making it plain unto them, Lazarus is dead, and I'm glad for his sake, for your sake, that I was not there, to the intent ye may believe. Nevertheless, let us go unto him. The Bible says that Jesus wept. Jesus, this scripture allows us to see how weight can be a part of God's plan. The next verse of scripture says that Jesus loved Lazarus. The illustration is showing that it's not just somebody that some man may have known, but he loved Martha and he loved Mary. He loved Lazarus. So if he begins to speak with his disciples and tell them that Lazarus is asleep, what Jesus was trying to illustrate is that what he's going through is temporary. But the disciples didn't understand what he was saying. They were still carnal at the moment. So he had to break it down for them. He said, Lazarus is dead. And the reason Lazarus died is because I wasn't there. And the reason I wasn't there is because this had to happen in order for God to get the glory, in order for your faith to be built up. Because even though Jesus was God manifested in the flesh, he still dealt with some religious folks. He still dealt with some people that was caught up on their religion and their traditions, and they didn't understand fully who he was. Amen? Mm-hmm. So these people, they believed that after 3 days that the spirit was gone from the body and there was no more resurrection. Mm-hmm. So now he's allowed Lazarus to be dead for a couple of days. And as he made his journey, it was 4 days by the time he made it to Lazarus. So now he showed up and he's talking to these people, and Mary and Martha, they come out and include that case, and they tell Jesus, if you had a vision, my brother wouldn't have died. If you had a vision, he'd still be alive. So then Jesus, after hearing their case, he said, take me to where he is. And now we got the excuses coming on. Well, because you waited. It's been 4 days. Now he's seen. It's been 4 days. His spirit is gone. There is no resurrection. We believe that God can do it, but not after 4 days. Tradition tells us it should happen this way. I wonder how many times we've missed our blessing because it didn't come in a form that our tradition has taught us it should come. Because the word didn't come from the preacher that we're used to listening to. Because the prayer wasn't said by the man of God or the woman of God that we put all of our faith in. How many times have we missed God because it wasn't wrapped in what good wrapping we think it should be wrapped in? So now they're saying, oh, we believe, but now it's been 4 days. We're a day past what tradition says it can be done. So Jesus tells them, take me to where he is. And then he tells them, roll the stone away. In other words, I want everything that's standing between me and this miracle to situation is. It doesn't matter how long you've been praying for your loved one. It doesn't matter how long the cancer diagnosis has been on you. It doesn't matter how long that relationship has been messed up, how long your children have been backslid. It's just as simple as hearing God call their name. I'm telling you right now that wait is a part, because as soon as Jesus called out his name, he said, Lazarus, come forth. It said at that point, Lazarus' body came, bound up. He was still wrapped in his grave clothes. And Jesus then told him, loose it. In other words, take the grave clothes off of him. Take all of those things off that you have limited him by with your religion and limited him by with your tradition. Take it off. I didn't put that on him. I never said that he was a dog. I never said that he can't be reached. I never said that that person was too far gone for God to save. Take it off. Take the words that you placed on him off. Take the condemnation that you placed on him off. Because sometimes the weight is a part of God's plan. You see, even from the foundation of the world, God has a plan. I tell us that we were failed by the man, first man, Adam and Eve, in the Garden of Eden when they first took of the fruit. But even then, the Bible says that God had a plan. Jesus Christ was that plan. He was God manifested in flesh. He put on sin that we may be free from sin. In Acts chapter 2, it was the birth of the New Testament. They were all in one place. In one mind, one accord, and suddenly came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And the Bible says that they all began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit of God gave them utterance. And it said that there was all of these men, they were out, and they heard all of these men speaking in their native language. And suddenly they begin to mock them, and they say that, oh, they must be drunk. These are unlearned men. What are they doing? And making fun of them, kind of like the world tries to do to us sometimes, as you suppose. You see, Peter was about to unfold God's plan. Amen. Peter said, this is none other than that was prophesied by the prophet Joel. Then in the last day he said, God, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh. And he said that this is that. Amen. See, God had a plan for redemption. And in that plan, it's you and I. And the Bible says that Peter began to tell them all of these things, and tell them all of the plans of God and all of the prophecies of old. And it said in Acts 2:37 that these men, in other words, they begin to be convicted by the preaching of the word of God. Amen. And they said, men and brethren, in fact, they were saying, preacher, what can we do to receive this salvation? What can we do to have these things that you're talking about? In fact, what can we do to be drunk and staggering like these men that we were just picking at? And Peter began to unfold God's plan. Acts chapter 2 and verse 38, Peter said, repent. In other words, turn away from your evil sin. Turn away from those things that separate you from God. Turn away from those things that separate you from the people of God, the things of God, the promises of God, the plan of God. And he said, after you repent it, I want you to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins. Baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says that there is no other name that is given unto men whereby we must be saved. Matthew 3:19 says, go and baptize them in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Ghost. And Jesus reveals to us in the word that he comes in his Father's name. He reveals to us that the Holy Ghost, the Comforter, will be sent back in his name. So we understand that the Bible, when Jesus was telling his disciples to baptize in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Ghost, that these men that spent so much time with him, they knew the name. They knew the power was in the name. seeking power after the Holy Ghost comes. And that leads us to the last part that Peter gave. He said, after you repented of your sins and after been baptized in the name of Jesus, you shall receive the plans of God, the promise of God, the Holy Ghost. And the evidence of that is you will begin to speak in other tongues as these disciples do. I don't know where you are in your walk with God tonight. I don't know where you are in your relationship, how close you are with God tonight. In fact, maybe it's not you. Maybe there's a family member or a friend that you've been praying for. But I want to remind you tonight that even if God spoke the things of the earth, the beginning and the end, you and I were a part of that plan. And when God makes plans, it doesn't matter what comes, what happens. We can't even mess up our own plans for God. Even if we begin to mess things up, God will give us an opportunity to reroute. You know, I was driving a vehicle, and every now and then I'll take a wrong turn, and I have that GPS on because I don't remember how to get anywhere. But even when I messed up the route, it would say, recalculating, and begin to put me right back where I need to be. What am I saying? I'm saying that even though we may not have walked this thing exactly how God planned it for us, we may not have said it exactly the way we're supposed to have said it. We may not have gone the right places that we were supposed to go. We may have detoured or veered off of the plan of God. But I want you to know that the Holy Ghost, the blood of Jesus, the power of God, gives us an opportunity to recalculate. And everything that we've done wrong, everything that's gone wrong, everything that's been done to us in our past, the evil things of hell that has been for those who are called. So that rerouting, that recalculating process is nothing except the grace of God, the mercies of God, the blood of Jesus applied to our lives that allow us to get back on course. If you haven't made that decision to allow God to reroute you, I invite you tonight to make that faith decision. Make that decision. Maybe you've already given your life to Christ and you've veered off the road a little bit. I invite you tonight to make the decision to get back on God's plan. The Bible tells us that the gifts of God are without repentance. You are anointed to sing the gospel. Maybe you are anointed to teach. And you feel like the plans and the things that you've done in life have taken that opportunity away. I wanted to remind you tonight that when God made a plan, when God anointed you with the gift to preach, anointed you with the gift to sing, anointed you with the gift to teach, God's plan didn't fail. Even though you may have taken a detour, God still has a plan for your life. And all you have to do is allow him to reroute you. All you have to do is allow him to recalculate and place you on the path that he has you to go. Because when God makes plans, there's no devil. There's not a evil spirit. There's no form of witchcraft. There's no person that can separate you from God's plan. Tonight, we lift our hearts and lift our minds. If it's not you, I want you to get that person in mind that you've been praying for, that person you've been fasting for, that person that you just can't shake. And as we pray this simple prayer of repentance, I want you to allow the Spirit of God to speak to you. Whatever God's saying to you tonight, as soon as you get an opportunity, God's going to place that thought in your head. And you're going to know exactly what he's saying to you because the Spirit of God is like a wind. You know, sometimes when we think of stuff, we dwell on it for hours and hours and hours. But the Spirit of God just comes to you. It's like that quick thought. It'll come and then it's gone. Continue. So tonight as we pray, and I want you to ask God, God, what is it? What is that plan that you gave me, Lord, and I gave up on it? What is that plan that you gave me and I put it on the back burner? God, what is that dream that I once had and I wanted to fulfill your kingdom, Lord, and I possibly let it go? God, who is that person that I prayed for? God, that person that I constantly went before you for, God, and I finally just gave up because I wasn't seeing any fruits. want you to allow God to speak to you tonight. And whatever the Spirit of God lays on you, I want you to write it down. And I want you to pray over it. I want you to agonize over it like the old people used to do. They used to pray about these things. And Reverend Matthew Davis called it, they bothered God about it. God, I have nothing without you. I can't do anything without you. I can't go anywhere without you. God, I depend on you for my very next breath, God. God, I'm depending on you right now for my very next thought. Jesus, I'm asking that you forgive me of every sin that I've committed. God, I want you to forgive me of those sins that I know about and those that I've committed unknowingly, Jesus. God, even in my ignorance, God, I'm asking that you forgive me, wash me, purge my heart, purge my mind, God. God, empty me of myself, Jesus, that I may make room for more of you tonight. Lord, I'm asking that you touch everyone under the sound of my voice, Jesus. God, I'm asking right now, Lord Jesus, that this heart, this mind, this spirit of repentance that your people have, God, that you honor it, Jesus. God, because you said in your word, Lord, that we'll ask for forgiveness. You are here, God, and I'm believing you because you are not a man that you could lie. So if you said it, you meant it, and it's done, God, and we can bank on it because, God, we know and we understand that you don't waste gifts. You don't waste time, God. You use every single thing that you created. God, tonight that just happens to include us. So, Lord, right now we're praying that you have for our lives. God, every gift, every anointing, every talent that you've given us. God, we're asking you right now, Jesus, if you just help us, God. God, sometimes doubt creeps in. Sometimes we don't doubt you, Lord, but we doubt you working in us, Lord. So, God, I'm asking for the confidence of heaven. I'm asking for a fresh new confidence to pour out on your people, Lord. Because, God, I know, Jesus, the fact that they're on this line, you have purpose for them. The fact that they're listening in right now, God, you have a plan for their lives, God. You have a plan for their children. You have a plan for their marriage. You have a plan for their finances. You have a plan for their ministry, God. So, God, right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, that everyone under the sound of my voice, Jesus, that they will get a fresh confidence and a clarity, Lord, on what it is that you have for them to do. God, we bind up every wicked, evil, nasty spirit, God, that would come to take your people's confidence, that would try to cause confusion today. God, you are not the author of confusion. So I thank you right now, Lord, for a clear blueprint, God, of what you have us to build today, God. Lord, we'll stand on your word. We'll stand on your promises, God. God, in fact, every time Satan's thoughts come, Jesus, I ask that you give us a word. Remind us of this word, God. Give us something to speak back to the enemy, God. Because, God, we understand that our first fight is in our mind, God. And our first rule of battle is with our mouth. Teach us to speak to our enemy. Teach us to speak to the giant, God. Teach us to speak back to that Goliath in our lives today, Jesus. Let the enemy know, God, who we are in you, Jesus. God, we don't come on our own name, God. God, David said, I don't come in my name, but I come in the name of the God of Israel. God, this day we just happen to know the name. Lord, we come in the name of Jesus, and we stand on the promises thereof. So in the name of Jesus right now, Lord, God, we're asking you to do only what you can do. God, the things that you can do that no other man can do. That's why we don't pray to another, Lord. That's why we don't ask of another. You're all we got, Lord, but you're all we need. You can do absolutely anything, God. So, God, we're asking that you do it for us. God, help us to trust you. God, every time we try to take the reins back, we're asking that you remind us, God. Remind us of who you are and the things that you've already done in our lives. God, the victories you've already provided, the manner that you've already provided for us, Jesus. God, allow us to look back and realize that you've been there since the beginning and you're not going to ever leave or forsake your people. In the name of Jesus, God, if there's anybody under the sound of my voice that is not saved, God, that has not opened their heart fully to you, God, I'm asking you right now, Lord, just as those men in Acts 2:37, God, allow them express with their mouth, Lord, a want for salvation tonight. Allow them to express are the one true God. You can meet them right where they are. So tonight, in the name of Jesus, God, we trust in you and we believe. In Jesus' name, all things that we've asked, Lord, God, we're believing that they're already done. In Jesus' name we pray. And the people of God say amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen on tonight. Amen on tonight. Glory be to God. When God make plans, when God make plans, glory be to God. Amen. We thank the Lord, amen, for this word on tonight, people of God. We bless the Lord, amen, for this word, this word, this word. Amen. When God make plans, people of God, when God makes plans, hallelujah, the plans are well made. Amen. We may have plans, amen, but God has the ultimate plan for our lives. Amen. He has a plan, people of God. Amen, Jesus. He has a plan. He has a plan of redemption. Glory be to God. He has a plan to heal, a plan to restore. Glory be to God. A plan to set his people free. Glory be to God. And we thank God, amen, for this word on tonight. Amen. It was by the preaching of the word, amen, that the people were converted, amen, as the man of God brought forth in the message on tonight. Glory be to God. And we thank God for this word, amen. Glory be to God. And listen, and the Lord is yet healing. The Lord is yet redeeming. Glory to God. Hallelujah. His plan has not stopped, people of God. His plan is being unfolded every day. Every day, his plan is being unfolded. Amen. And tonight, people of God, amen, if there's anyone on the line tonight, amen, even as man of God has brought forth such a beautiful word, glory be to God, amen. As the man of God said, amen, in the illustration with the GPS, the parable, I must say, with the GPS, glory to God, amen, hallelujah, glory to God. Perhaps there's some rerouting that's taking place, some rerouting that's needing to take place on tonight, glory to God, amen. And if that be you on tonight, people of God, if you feel that the Lord is rerouting you, perhaps, amen, you're not walking in the way, amen, that the Lord would have you to walk, glory to God, but this is a night, amen, that you can be rerouted, amen. Just as the GPS, it reroutes and reroutes and reroutes to get us back on course, amen. And that's what the Spirit of the Lord does, amen. It comes because it's not his will that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. So he reroutes, amen. We're on this journey, amen. We're walking, amen, in this path, glory to God. But sometimes we miss the mark, amen, and the Spirit of the Lord, amen, comes to reroute and reroute and reroute and get us back on course, amen, to get us back on course, to get us back in God's plan. Glory be to God. He don't want us to perish, people of God. Amen. As the scripture says, amen. Oh, as the song said, oh, what needless pains. Needless pains. Needless pains we go through. Amen. All because we don't take it to the Lord in prayer. All because we don't listen, amen, to the voice of the Lord. Amen. So if there's anyone on the line tonight, glory be to God. Amen. Perhaps you know that you need, ha, ya, ya, la, bo, sha. Woo, glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Perhaps, amen, tonight, glory to God, you feel that you need to reroute. Amen. Perhaps you know that you're going in the wrong direction. Amen. Or in a direction, glory be to God. Amen, Jesus, that's not according to the plan, that's not according to the will of God. Amen. On tonight, people of God, you can press *6. Glory be to God. You can press *6 on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. And even as the word of God has already come, glory to God, if the word has come, he's ready. Such a word has come, amen, he's ready. When the Lord sends such a word, you got to know that the anointing has come. Hey, hey, glory to God. It's not just word, people of God, but this is living word. Amen. This is the Spirit of the Lord, glory to God, that's moving. Hiya, hey, glory to God, in the midst of us. And if that's you on tonight, glory to God, you can come. You can press star 6 on tonight. Amen. You can press star 6 on tonight. Come over. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You can come over on the broadcast side on tonight. Glory be to God. And we will pray with you on tonight. Amen. If you're not saved, glory be to God. You can be saved. Amen. You can be saved tonight. You can be saved tonight, people of God. You can be saved on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. The Lord does not, amen, want anyone to perish. He doesn't want anyone to go to hell. That's not his desire. Glory be to God. But tonight, people of God, you can escape. Hallelujah, because he's already provided a way of escape for his people. Amen, Jesus, that we don't have to enter into eternal damnation. Glory to God. So if that's you on tonight, people of God, you can come. Glory to God, you can press star 6. You can press star 6 and come over on the broadcast side. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God, and we will usher you in. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. As the man of God said, amen, we must be born of the Spirit. Amen. Glory to God, born of the water and of the Spirit. Amen. Glory be to God. On tonight, if there's anyone, amen, that don't know the Lord and the pardon of your sins, amen, the Lord loves you just this much. He loves you just this much. Amen, that he will come unto you this night. Amen. Glory be to God. Anyone on tonight, anyone on tonight, glory be to God. You're not saved, amen, but you desire to be saved on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. If there's not, amen, anyone on tonight, glory be to God. If there's anyone that desires prayer on tonight, anyone that desires prayer on tonight, you can come. Glory to God. You can press star 6. Glory to God. And come over on the broadcast side. Amen.
Praise God.
Praise God. Praise
God. I just thank God for the word. I thank God for being saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
And by his stripes, I am healed. By
yes.
his stripes, my daughter is already healed.
Amen.
But I come requesting prayer for her because she just received a positive COVID test. And I just want to get prayer for her strength mentally, emotionally, and physically. And like I said, we know that she's already healed. By his stripes, she's already healed. And if God did it for me, he can do it for her too.
Amen.
And I just ask for you to pray for her. And this is Sister Clarissa Johnson.
Amen. Amen. What's your daughter's name?
Angelica Williams.
Angelica. Amen. God bless you. God bless you, sister. God bless you, sister.
Thank you.
Amen. 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 Anyone else?
Hello.
God bless you.
Hey, how you doing?
God bless you. How are you?
Fine. It's Belinda Rump from Alabama.
Yes,
I was just, I want prayer for me and my children and keep my kids' blood covered when they in school.
Amen. Amen. We sure will.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
We'll hear from you.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Anyone else on tonight?
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
God bless you, woman of God. This is Gwen. I would like to request prayer for myself and all the ladies at the work release center so that they stay on their straight path and complete their journey their own. For Paula Mason and her son who had a positive COVID test a couple of days ago, pray for my mom to leave the hospital tomorrow, hopefully, and for my family and for my son and my nephews and nieces as they go to school.
Amen.
To protect them from this COVID. Thank you.
Amen. God bless you, dear. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. Anyone else tonight? Amen. Anyone else? Anyone
else?
Praise
the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. This is Sister Betty. I'm calling in tonight because I'm requesting prayer for my son. His name is Dana Thompson. He's on drugs, and he had an accident, I guess, about 15 years ago. He broke his back. And he came to me today and he said, Mama, I am in so much pain. My whole body is in pain. And the only thing I could do was say, Lord, help me. So I'm requesting prayer from the saints to lift him up in prayer. Because as a child, he gave his life to the Lord. But then being among people, they are... It was a wrong teaching and he backslid. And so my request is for him to be saved again. And I'm also praying for my granddaughter. She called me crying, saying that she found out that her lease is up and they won't renew it. And so I'm praying for her and her children. And so keep Sister Betty in your prayer.
Okay, what?
And I'm
your...
also praying for the bereaved
family. Amen. Amen. And what was your son's name again, please?
Dana Thompson.
Okay. Okay. God bless you, Mother. God bless you. God bless you.
Thank you.
Anyone else?
Yeah. Jesus.
Anyone else on tonight?
Hello.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Well, this is Sister Chandra Hart. I'm calling to request prayer for my son, Joshua Walker, at the go to school daily. And I'm requesting prayer for myself for a stronger walk with the Lord.
Okay. God bless you, Sister Chandra. You say you're praying for your son Joshua. For what was that again?
Joshua Walker.
Joshua Walker.
Yeah, Joshua Walker.
Okay. I'm sorry, I didn't get what you wanted prayer for him for.
Prayer that God continue to cover him as he go to school.
Okay. 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 God bless. God is able. God is able. Amen, amen. God bless you. Good to hear from you, Sister Chandra. Anyone? Praise the Lord. Praise Him.
This is Sister Betty calling back again. I'm requesting prayer also from the saints to pray for me as I travel back to Jacksonville on tonight.
Okay.
So I can be there for my church and my family. So
okay.
I'm requesting prayer. God give me seven mercy.
Amen. 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 He will do it. Amen. We sure will. Amen. Anyone else? Amen. I believe I saw someone else on the line. Anyone else? Anyone else? Anyone else on tonight? Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. If there's no one else, amen. Jesus, Glory to God. We're going to take these petitions before the Lord on tonight. Amen, Jesus, because God is able. Amen. God is able, people. God is able. Amen. And he can do anything, but what he cannot do is fail. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. He can do anything. Hallelujah. But he cannot fail. Amen. Right before we go into this prayer, amen, Jesus, people of God, you heard these petitions on tonight. You have heard these petitions on tonight. And we just want to touch and agree. There's power. Glory to God. There's power. Amen. Even as these petitions came forth, glory to God, and you heard those petitions, glory to God, and you said, God, have mercy. Lord, you do it. Lord, do it for her. Lord, do it for him. Glory be to God. You're already touching. Amen. You're already agreeing. Amen. As the petitions came forth, glory to God. But we know that God can do anything, but what he cannot do again is fail. Amen. Glory to God. God can do anything but fail. Oh, God can do anything but fail. He can do anything. He can do anything. He can do anything. He can do anything. God can do anything. Oh, God can do anything. Whoa, God can do anything but fail. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody just get that in your spirit right now. Glory to God that he can do anything. He can do anything. Glory be to God. He's able to do exceeding abundantly and above. Amen. Anything that you can ask or think. And it is according to the power that rests in you. According to the power that abideth in you. Glory be to God. Release your faith on tonight. Amen. Let us touch and agree. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. On behalf of these petitions on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Father, we bless you. We thank you again. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you tonight. Glory to God. We thank you for your word. Hallelujah. For the plan that you have for each and every one of us. We're thanking you on tonight, oh God, glory to God, that we are the apple of your eye. We thank you on tonight, glory to God, that even as your eye is upon the sparrow, your eye is upon each and every one of your people. We thank you tonight, Father, for your great love for which you loved us. We thank you on tonight. We thank you, glory be to God, hallelujah, that you created us with this way down on the inside. And we thank you tonight. We bless you tonight, glory be to God. We thank you, hallelujah, hallelujah, for your purpose, glory be to God, your purpose that is working within us even now in the precious name of Jesus. No matter how big, no matter how small the situation may be, Father, but we thank you that your purpose and your plan is greater in the precious name of Jesus. Now, Father, here we come. Here we are. Glory to God. We come collectively on tonight. We come together on tonight. Glory to God. Hearing the petitions of your people. Glory to God. In the precious name of Jesus. And Father, we come because we know that you're able. We come
come because we know, glory be to God, that you're willing. Hallelujah. We know that you, glory be to God, have our lives in your hand, and we thank you for it on tonight. And Father, we're coming tonight casting our cares upon you, casting our cares upon you, glory to God, for these your people. In the precious name of Jesus, Father, we're coming on tonight lifting up Angelica unto you. In the precious name of Jesus, Father, we're coming lifting her unto you, Father, having received a positive report of the COVID on tonight. But Father, glory to God, we exalt your name. We exalt your name above COVID on tonight. In the precious name of Jesus, Father, we're asking you to touch her on tonight. Touch her inner mind. Touch her on tonight, glory to God. Cause her to know that you're yet in control. In the precious name of Jesus, Father, we're asking that you will move on our behalf now. In the name of Jesus, Father, we're asking that you will make whole on tonight. In the precious name of Jesus, Father, we thank you tonight. Oh, God, the COVID is but a small thing unto you. But, Father, we're thanking you on tonight. We're thanking you for touching our body. We're thanking you for touching the bodies, oh, God, of people all over the land. We're thanking you on tonight. Glory be to God. Father, in the hospitals on tonight, Father, touch now in the name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you to move by your spirit. Move by your anointing on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Father, illuminate on tonight. Shine your light upon your people on tonight. Cause your glory tonight. Cause them to swallow up, oh God. Swallow up the effects of COVID in the name of Jesus. Cause it to flee from your people tonight in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Oh, God, cause there to be speedy recovery in the name of Jesus. For you are the healing balm of Gilead. And we're asking you to move tonight. Move for your people in the name of Jesus. Move for Angelica tonight. Move by your spirit in the precious name of Jesus. Jesus, glory be to God. Hallelujah. You do it. As only you can. In the name of Jesus. Father, move for your people. Glory be to God. Father, do it tonight. Cause there to be negative reports. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Because you moved. Because you swallowed up. Because you commanded. In the name of Jesus. And we thank you tonight. We thank you for Angelica. We thank you on tonight. For the millions, oh God. In the earth on tonight. That are plagued. Glory to God. Father, but you swallow up plagues. Father, you command and you heal. You command and you turn around in the name of Jesus. Father, but you said if your people, glory to God, which are called by your name, would humble, glory to God, turn on tonight from our wicked ways. You said that you would hear. You said that you would heal in the name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you to heal the land. Heal your people tonight in the name of Jesus. Heal from COVID. Heal from cancer. Heal from high blood pressure. Heal from low blood pressure in the name of Jesus. Heal from arthritis tonight. Heal, glory to God, every illness, every sickness tonight. We're asking you to move. Yeah, God, in the name of Jesus, every disease, every sickness, oh, God, you say by your word that it's of the devil. It's of the devil, Abosaba. But, Father, we said be exalted. Be exalted tonight. In the name of Jesus, we're asking you to move. Glory, oh, Shea. We ask you to move in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, move in every way. Move in every situation. In the name of Jesus, we're asking you tonight, move for Belinda. Move for her children, oh, God. Even as they're in school, you are Jehovah Nisi. Oh, glory be to God. You are the God that cover. You are the God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, you're our covering. You're our protector. You're our hiding place. Father, we're asking you tonight to move for Belinda. Move for our children, even as they're in school. Cover the children, oh, God. Cover the little in the name of Jesus. Cover the children. Cover them all over the earth. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Oh, God, cause not the plan of the enemy to be executed. In the name of Jesus. For you have purpose in them. You have a plan in them. In the name of Jesus. Let not the enemy take them out. Let them not walk in the danger. Let them not walk in the covenant, but cover them in your blood. In the name of Jesus, cover the young apostles, cover the prophets, cover the evangelists, cover the teachers, cover your people, cover tonight, cover your priests. In the name of Jesus, oh, glory to God, your next generation. In the name of Jesus, cover them tonight. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, cause your plan. Cause your plan to be executed in the name of Jesus. Cause your plan, oh God, not to be swallowed up by the Messiah. It cannot be swallowed up by the will of the enemy. But Father, we thank you on tonight. We thank you for your covering. We thank you for being a shield. We thank you on tonight. We glorify you on tonight. We pray for Gwen on tonight and the ladies at the Work Release Center. We thank you on tonight, God, for second chances. We thank you on tonight for resetting on tonight, for rerouting them on tonight. Glory be to God. We thank you for the shaking. We thank you for the transformation of the mind. We thank you for touching their hearts now. In the name of Jesus, Father, call them to walk in your way. Call them to walk in your will. Call them to walk in your divine order. Call them to know, God, that they're not their own, but they're bought with a price, your precious price, your precious blood. Cause them to know, oh God, yes, God, cause them to know tonight. Cause them to know tonight that there's a plan that's greater. Cause them to know tonight that there's a greater plan. Cause them to know tonight that there's a sweeter plan. Cause them to know tonight that there's a more excellent way. In the name of Jesus, move up Paula tonight. Move up Paula Mason on tonight. In the name of Jesus, we call a name before you. You know what you have need of. In the name of Jesus, Father, move up tonight. Move up, Paula. Move up, Paula. In the name of Jesus, move by your anointing. Move by your spirit tonight. Move up, Paula. Oh, God, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, move for Gwen's family. Move for her son. Cover him, oh, God. Cover him as you cover the millions, as you cover the masses. Father, cover them. Cover them. Cover the children in the name of Jesus. Cover them in your blood. Father, for you said where you see the blood, Father, that you will pass over. Cover the children in your blood on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. And Father, we pray for Dana Thompson on tonight. Father, for you see the Messiah. Oh, God, you see the heart. You see his mother's heart on tonight. Her ultimate heart, oh, God, that you would save him, that you would reclaim him. Father, you said you're married to the backsliders. You said it by your word. In the name of Jesus, Father, called him to know, oh God, that there's no great love, oh God, that he can break on tonight, Father, but that he can turn. He can turn unto you. Glory be to God. Father, rekindle tonight. Father, reclaim him tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Father, save him the more. Father, do it for him tonight. Do it for him right now in the name of Jesus. Father, do it, do it, do it. Father, do it for him on the night, oh God. Oh, glory to God. And then, Father, we're asking you to touch his body. Touch him in his body tonight. Touch him from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. Touch him tonight. Glory be to the name of Messiah. Glory be to your name. Touch him tonight. Cause him to know that he's been touched. Cause him to know, glory to God, that your love is great for Oh, Father, give them an emotion. Father, give him an emotion. Father, give him a higher. Father, give him an encounter on tonight. Give him an encounter on tonight, oh God. Oh God, a manifested encounter. Oh God, that only you can give. Show yourself real. Show yourself strong. Show yourself mighty unto him on tonight. In the precious name of Jesus. Father, do it on the Messiah. Father, do it tonight. Father, whatever it takes to save his soul, do it tonight. In the name of Jesus, Father, we ask thee to make him whole on tonight. Make him whole on tonight. Make him whole on tonight. You are able, oh God, to take away every pain. You are able, glory be to God. You are able to take away, oh God, every hurt, every ill. Father, you are able to take it away. And we're asking that you would move for him, move upon him on tonight. And Father, we're asking you, glory to God, to move for her granddaughter. Father, you see the situation. You see the circumstance on tonight. But Father, we're asking you, glory to God, we're asking you to open favorable doors for her in the name of Jesus. We're asking you to move by your spirit, move by your anointing, oh God. Open doors that the enemy has shut, God. But we are asking you tonight, we're asking you to move in our shekinah, oh God, in the Amosea, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, open doors for her. Open doors for her granddaughter in the name of Jesus. Father, where the, hey, God, where the devil said no, Father, but we know you say yes on tonight. We're petitioning for her. We're standing in the gap for her. Father, should there be any sin, oh God, we're asking you to forgive on tonight in any way, any circumstance. Father, we're standing in the gap, and we say move on tonight. Move favorably, oh God, for her and her children in the precious name of Jesus. Father, give her a miracle. Give her a great blessing tonight. Father, a blessing that only she knows, oh God, that you have moved on her behalf. And Father, we give you thanks tonight. Father, we give you praise on tonight. We're thanking you for traveling mercies on tonight. Thank you for traveling mercies on tonight, for Mother. Oh God, we thank you. We glorify you. Thank you for taking us to our destination. Thank you for covering her. Thank you for covering our vehicle. We thank you on tonight, oh God, for causing those that are upon the road to be alert. We thank you tonight for your angels. We're thanking you for beauty and bands to cover her and shield her. Go before her and make the way pass. Make the pathway clear in the name of Jesus. Give her a pleasant ride. Oh God, cause her to be alert. We're asking you to strengthen her for this ride, oh God, in the precious name of Jesus. And we're thanking you for bringing us to our destination. We're thanking you for doing it on tonight. Father, we thank you. We glory Amosha. We glory Amahaya. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you on tonight. We thank you for looking upon the bereaved families all over the land. Father, we're thanking you. Glory to God. We thank you. Thank you for your spirit. Thank you for your spirit of comfort now in the midst, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, for the many hurting hearts, for the many heavy hearts, oh God, we thank you on tonight. Those that have suffered loss, Father, we ask on tonight, Father, that you will move upon them now in the precious name of Jesus. Wherever they are, all over the land, the millions, oh God, the billions of people that are taxed and that are heavy right now. But Father, we know on tonight that there is no hurt that heaven cannot heal. There is no hurt, oh God, that you cannot reach. But we're asking you tonight to move upon your people. We're asking you tonight, oh glory to God, we're asking you to soothe as only you can. We're asking you on tonight, oh God, to move upon the minds. Move upon the minds of your people. Move upon the hearts of your people. Cause there to be lifting on tonight. Cause there to be lifting on tonight. For you are the great deliverer. You are able to lift. You're able to turn around. You're able to restore joy. And we're thanking you on tonight. We thank you on tonight. Oh, Grebo Shaba. Father, we thank you on tonight. We thank you for touching your people. We thank you for lifting your people in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you for doing it now. We thank you for doing it right now. We thank you, oh God. We thank you for doing it right now in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We thank you. Oh, glory to God. Thank you for lifting. Thank you for moving all over the land. Thank you for moving all over Osha. Thank you, glory to God. Thank you for moving upon the hearts. We thank you, oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Bringing them to understanding. Bringing them to trust, oh, God, to trust in you. Oh, God, even though we may not know the plan. But, Father, we thank you tonight. Thank you for moving. We thank you for moving, oh, God. We thank you for moving for Sister Chandra. We thank you on tonight. Thank you for moving for her and her family on tonight. Father, we bless your name. We glorify you. We thank you tonight for the plan that you have for her. Oh, God, the thoughts that you think towards her, they're good and not evil, towards her and her family. Father, we thank you on tonight. We thank you for all the steps for her. We tonight, glory be to God, because you said in your word, oh, God, that you never leave her, nor would you forsake her. And we thank you tonight, oh, God. Thank you for moving for her. Thank you for moving for her family now. And the precious name of Jesus. We thank you, glory be to God. Thank you, glory be to God. We thank you on tonight, oh God, for what concerns her truly concerns you. And we thank you tonight. Thank you for moving upon her concerns. Her concerns for her family. Her concerns for her son, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We thank you. And we ask you to cover tonight. Cover him, oh God. Cover her family, oh God. In the precious name of Jesus. Cover her son as he goes out. In the precious name of Jesus. Father, we apply the blood. We apply the blood over him now. In the name of Jesus. We apply the blood over him. We apply the blood over these little ones. We apply the blood. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, cause your plan and your purpose to be executed in their lives, oh God. For indeed do we put our trust and our trust in you and you alone. Father, we thank you now. We thank you now. We thank you. Glory be to God. Father, we give you praise. We give you praise for our neighbors. We thank you on tonight. We bless you for them, oh God. We bless you. Oh, glory to God. We bless you on tonight, Father. We ask that you bless them now. We ask that you bless them. Bless them on the Naya. Bless them on the north. Bless them on the south. Bless them on the east. Bless them on the west. A special blessing unto them. Move for them, oh God, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, for we lift them unto you. We lift them unto you, Father, because you love them. Because we love them. Father, we thank you. We bless you now. We glorify you. We glorify your matchless name. Father, we're thanking you for moving upon the unspoken request, the request that did not come across the line. But Father, we thank you now. We thank you now, Father. We thank you for moving for them. Thank you for all glory be to God. We thank you for moving upon the request of the hearts of your people. We thank you, glory to God. We thank you, glory to God. Yeah. We thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, even for the prayers and the petition of our elders, for our grandparents, oh, God, for our parents, oh, God, that are upon our head. We thank you, oh, God, for your covenant-keeping God. And we're thanking you on tonight for keeping your covenant, for keeping your promise, even unto them concerning us, your people. We thank you on tonight. Glory to God for where we fall short, for where we fall lacking. But we thank you for their prayers. Oh, God, that are higher. We thank you for their prayers. Oh, God, that are around the altar for your people now. We thank you for the great crowd of witnesses. We thank you for the great cloud. Oh, God, those that have gone on before us. Those, oh God, that are calling our name before your throne, we thank you for the cloud of witnesses. We thank you for the cloud of witnesses. We thank you, glory to God. We thank you for the cloud of witnesses, oh God. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. Father, we thank you, glory be to God. Father, we thank you, glory. Hiya, hiya. We thank you on tonight. Thank you, oh God, for our PNN advisor, Evangelist Paula Edward, Prophetess of the Most High. We thank you for her tonight. We thank you for her life. We thank you for her life, oh God. Thank you for the time, oh God, that you placed her in the midst of us. We thank you tonight. We thank you tonight, oh God. We thank you tonight for this angel. We thank you tonight. Hey, hey, hey. We thank you tonight, Gloria Messiah. We thank you tonight. Hey, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you tonight. We bless you tonight, oh God. And we're asking you, glory be to God, to bless our family. Bless her family, oh God. Bless her family as only you can. Bless her family, oh God. Strengthen them in this hour, oh God, in this hour of transition. And strengthen them, oh God. Cause them, oh God, to hold and to savor, oh God, the life that she lived before them. The life that she lived before us, your people here at this PNN. Father, we thank you tonight. Help us to pick up the torch. Help us to run. Help us to run. Help us to run in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we bless you. We thank you now for these things. We're asking, oh God, that you would hide us behind your precious cross. We're asking that you would cover us in your shed blood. Cover us and we shall be covered. Hide us and we shall be hid. Father, and as sons of God, oh, tonight, we forbid backlash of the enemy in any way. We forbid it. We cancel every assignment. Even now, in the precious name of Jesus, by the power and the authority that you've invested in us, by your precious Holy Ghost, we declare it and we decree it all tonight. And Father, we know that it's so. Because so, we give you thanks, we give you praise, we give you honor, we give you all of the glory in thy precious name, Jesus. We thank you in thy precious name, Jesus. We pray, amen. Amen. We bless the Lord, amen, for our speaker on tonight. Father, we're asking that you would bless him now. Bless him, Father, wherever he is. Bless him, oh God. Give him a hundredfold blessing. Give him a hundredfold blessing. Give him a hundredfold blessing, oh God, in the precious name of Jesus. Cause him to see his hand move upon. Cause him to see your hand move upon him, upon his family. Oh, God, every one of his knees, Father, move in a mighty way. And for this we give you thanks. For this we give you praise. For this we give you honor. We give you glory. Cause your glory to rest upon him. Cause your glory to rest upon him. Cause your face to shine upon him. And, Father, for this we give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you honor and glory in thy precious name, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Amen, people of God. Amen. Glory to God. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you, people of God, on tonight. We give God thanks again. We give him praise. We thank him. Glory to God for all that he's done. Truly, he's done great things. Glory be to God. We thank God again for the messenger. Amen. Jesus, Minister Russell, Carcel. We bless the Lord for him. Amen, Jesus, we bless him, we bless him, we bless him. Amen, hundredfold blessing, amen, unto him on tonight. We do declare as sons of God, amen. People of God, you can get a copy of this broadcast on tonight. Word to God, simply text us on tonight. The number is 912-257-3918. And again, that's 912-257-3918. Amen. As well, you can simply text us, amen, the WhatsApp, any of our international listeners, and that number is 678-608-7234. And again, that's 678-608-7234. Amen. God bless you, people of God. We want you to go knowing on today, amen, that God has a plan for you. Amen. God's plan. God knows the plans. Amen. He has a plan for you. Glory be to God. We encourage you on tonight, amen, to know that God has made plans and the plan is already in you. Amen. So as you seek God, amen, you will know his plan and his purpose for your life. Amen. We don't have to go off willy-nilly. Amen. We don't have to go off trying to figure it out. Amen. Let's just seek the Lord. Seek God. Amen. Seek him. Amen. The scripture declares, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Amen. And glory to God, people of God, on tonight. Amen. Jesus, we again bless God for you. Amen. Each and every one of you, we bless the Lord. Amen. Jesus, we invite you to come back on tomorrow night. Glory to God. Come back expecting. Amen. Come back expecting a blessing from the Lord. Glory be to God. Also, don't forget, amen, that we are preparing for the homegoing service for our dear prophetess and evangelist, Paula Everett. Amen. Which will be on Saturday. Amen. The services will be on Saturday down in Jacksonville, Florida. Amen. Jesus, glory to God. We have, amen, been given the information out. Amen, Jesus, but you can certainly text us on tonight if you would like that information. We'll certainly send it to you. Amen, Jesus, but we just thank God. Amen. We're looking for God to do great things in this occasion. Amen. We know that God doesn't make a mistake. Amen. We already know, amen, that there's purpose even in this. Amen. So we bless the Lord. We thank the Lord. Amen. We love, we appreciate him. Amen. We thank you, amen, for coming to be with us on tonight. Glory be to God. And we just ask on tonight, glory be to God, that you prepare your hearts, amen, for tomorrow night to come and be with us. Amen. In the precious name of Jesus. God bless you, people of God. God bless you. We look forward to seeing you on tomorrow night. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Glory to God. Just leave the line on tonight, thanking the Lord. Thanking the Lord for the plan that he has in you. Just leave the line tonight, thanking the Lord for the plan that he has in you. Blessings on you, people of God. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.